This week's e-brake has already been yanked, but there's still plenty of misfires, misspeaks, and stop-downs from the tickets broadcast week. We've got the best of the rest. It's time for the NIT Brake.
You're damn right. 2:37 here on the ticket. This is the Sweet Spot live from Choctaw Casino and Resort, Durant, Oklahoma, the league sports bar where the March Madness is flowing like beer and wine at the fantastic bar here at the league. Also, great food. Get yourself out here. The hard line will be here very soon. We'll have some Why Today Doesn't Suck around the corner. Now, Justin is out this week. He'll be back on Monday with us.
I don't know. We got a controversy.
I mean, EA's done such a good job. Maybe just put a pin in that, TBD. But since Monty's out, Mino, you are the keeper of the NIT.
Yes, we have six candidates this week. I will present the itty-bitty NIT committee. We'll vote at the end. You know the deal, the best of the rest. Let's start it out with ticket utility man Dylan Reed. Now, he is 6'9". He does some board hopping, some tickers, does a little bit of everything.
He was 6'9".
His strength is not reading 40-liners.
Wait. His strength is not reading 40-liners.
Yes. His weakness is reading 40-liners.
Okay, so his strength is not
reading. It's something that's not reading 40-liners. Maybe it's doing game shows with the invasion.
Okay.
Because we will remember that forever. But here's Dylan Reed. He was producing Elf on Sunday, and he's struggling a little bit with the liner.
Sports Radio, 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Join the ticket this Friday from 9 a.m. until 7 from Hookie Palace. Who doesn't love a little extra luck and a whole lot of cash? Play during Lucky in Love to win your share of $2.2 million in cash prizes Friday and Saturday, March at Choctaw in Durant. Start earning entries now. Play with your Choctaw Rewards Club card through March 28th. Get in on the action. Get away to it all at Choctaw Casino and Resort Durant. It's just 90 minutes away from Dallas, north on Highway 75. Man, I hate this liner.
Nailed it.
Oh, my God. Did you say Nookie Palace? Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, Dylan. This is 838. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Just so conversational, you know? Just sounds like he's talking to you.
I've said this before, but I always find it so ironic that Dylan Reed, his name is Dylan Reed, yet he can't do it on the radio.
Some nerves. Sometimes the wording is off. I think that one's probably worded fine.
You should probably
EA
just,
has crushed it this
You should probably read through it a few times. Just maybe not read it cold. I don't know.
Be like Killer, which Killer, it's not his strength either.
No,
but Killer will practice the 40-liners out loud in the commercial breaks leading up to the segment, which I always thought was really great when I was running the board. So, yes, that is Dylan Reed with the Choctaw liner, because we are at Choctaw today. Candidate number two comes to us from Corby Davidson of the Hardline. Yesterday was the first day back from vacation.
Oh, yeah.
So, short week. Maybe he hasn't been up on who's filling in these different roles at the station. So EA has been our producer the entire week, and as we've said, he's been doing awesome. Corby thought somebody else was producing us.
He needs to bring back the COVID face protector that
had sneeze guard
boogers all over it.
When he got all cold.
Gross.
Against the Dolphins.
Yeah.
He's got like
snot all over his mustache.
He's got like barbecue sauce all over his moo-moo. Sideline moo-moo.
Gross.
It's like an EA shirt.
All right.
Sorry, EA.
Hey, Sod. Sod, did you put this together?
Sod?
It's me, EA.
I mean...
Mark that.
Whoops.
Wow. I mean...
On the last day of Ramadan, too.
That was...
Golly.
Boy, what are you going to do to celebrate?
Incredibly racist to me. On so many different levels.
Sundown, he's just going to inhale a lasagna.
Oh, my.
I don't think I could confuse EA with anybody else.
No.
EA is the most unique person at the station.
And real quick, EA, I know that Ramadan's over. Did you get your big country breakfast today?
I did. I took a break from the keto and said, you know what? It's a celebration today. So I had me a country fried steak, eggs, hash browns, and a pancake.
Hell yes. And a beer. Get you a beer today, too.
No, I don't think you can do the beer.
He's not a drinker. It's okay.
That's all right. peer pressure.
Still a holy holiday, so.
Yeah. Ramadan's over, I think. I don't know. But yes, Corby having a little bit of a racism, thinking EA was sod. EA, I apologize for Corby. I don't think he sincerely apologized to you. But also good job, EA. Candidate number three. So Connor has been putting together why today doesn't suck. So he's been getting the birthdays, making sure the ages are right. Connor's been doing awesome also.
Which, by the way, to pull the curtain back, Ham does that for Monty, too.
Yes.
Just Ham. The board op is having not only having to do the plate spinning act of just making sure everything sounds good, he's also getting why today doesn't suck together, which I feel
That sounds like Justin is passing the buck to Ham, because when I ran the board, like, I never did anything with that. I was like, all right, I'm going to play drops and screw around for 15 minutes. But yeah, Connor puts it together. It was Mia Hamm's birthday earlier in the week, and this one really caught us off guard.
Sports birthdays today. I'm sure we have the audio in there somewhere, Connor. Turning 37 today, Mia Hamm.
37?
37.
No way. She's older than us.
I'm just going off what I'm reading.
Mia Hamm is not 37.
Maybe
47.
54.
54.
What are we doing?
That birthdays are done by Connor today, so you can blame Connor.
Your impact on sports with regards to causes. I mean, we see all the little girls here who feel you're a major hero to them and so forth. But also, he got the soccer cause. So I'm almost wondering, can I stick my tongue down your throat? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm wondering which cause.
Is Mia's reaction not in that one? That's the best part where she just kind of laughs it off.
Was that Psycho Dave or was that Groobs?
That was Groobs.
That was Groobs.
Yeah. Okay.
It's such a Groobs great drop.
So it may be the best timed drop in the history of the station.
Yes.
Be good.
So take the rest of these ages as you will.
She was in the 91 World Cup. That would have made her 3 years old.
I really
little Mia Hamm.
I just Ron Burgundy.
Just whizzing around like, oh man, unstoppable.
But there was a minute I was like, wait a minute, she's not my age, right. Is she?
That escalated quickly.
Also, I love EA just immediately throwing Connor right under the bus.
And
just,
we went to EA right away too. We're like, EA, what are you doing? It just felt like an EA mess up. And also, there was yesterday. What is? Didn't Clayton Kershaw's birthday and it was listed at 32 or something?
Yeah.
So. Connor, are you just finding, is it a bad website or is it bad math?
Here's the thing. Connor only did the birthdays on that one day because I was busy with the St. Patrick's Day history. Only for that one day. You can blame me for the rest of it.
So okay. The other bad math is on EA.
Yeah.
Okay. Good to know.
Okay. Thank you for taking responsibility, EA. That was very, very big of you. That is Connor, candidate number three. On to number four. We go to Dave. It's Dave also back from vacation yesterday. He was trying to say the word cut, C-U-T.
Oh, no.
And said something. We had to bleep.
Did we have lube before cheese or cheese before lube?
Just stop saying lube.
This is Friday.
Jeez.
Anyway, I think this is an incredibly unique case in which probably it will never happen again. Probably because most people that are doing that many drugs, they die. Like, that's just the bottom line. Your body can't sustain it. And it's like,
yeah, he's lucky that heroin wasn't as strong or that coke wasn't cut with fentanyl.
Oh my.
Cut with fentanyl.
He said the whole word.
He really did. How's everything back at the station?
We got it.
Oh, my God. You said the worst word you could possibly say.
Unintentionally.
It doesn't matter.
Cut with fentanyl.
These poor people out here trying to enjoy their Friday, and now...
He's dropping C-bombs.
We're sorry.
Dave.
It's like we were in London for a few minutes there.
No, but to your point...
To your point, let me get back on track here. And yeah, if you hear it unedited, he definitely said it. That sounds like a death metal band. C with fentanyl. My goodness, Dave. And our last two candidates come from the same guy.
Uh-oh.
It's our good buddy. It's our very own EA.
Yes.
Introducing us this week. The first one, this was Monday, as I'm introducing the crew. EA, he can mess words up at times, or maybe he can think of something else. I don't know if he was going for this name and said it wrong.
It happens to the best of
us. It does. Happens to all of us. I do it all the time, too. Here's EA.
Good job, EA. It was way better than Killer did earlier today. It's a sweet spot on a Monday. Sean Bass, me, David Mino, and we have our two-way guys up today. We have EA. I'm not sure what role he is on a hockey team. We've got Connor, a center, I guess, speedy center, and we got Will Connerly, an enforcer, big dude. Want him backing us up when we start some stuff.
I'm like Audie. Not Audie, I mean Otter.
Huh?
Audie.
Otter.
So you're a goalie?
Yeah.
Okay. The walrus in net.
Just slide the captain between the pipes.
EA, no sleepies today, all right? No sleepies. You got to lock in.
When he said Audie, I was like, who are we talking about? Just move past. He corrected it with Ollie, well, or Otter.
Audie had 33 saves the other
night.
He was
great.
He was fantastic in the shootout.
Yeah, made the puck disappear up his sleeves. And then, once again, the final candidate, EA, similar to the first time, messes a word up, and he kind of catches himself. I don't know if he knew what the word was. He knew how it was spelt, just didn't know how it was pronounced.
Sure.
Here's EA once again.
First off, I want to say it is the 98th Oscar, so we're getting ready for the big 100. I love movies, but I will preface, or is it preface?
Whatever. Preface.
Preface is the word.
Mark.
I only saw two of the Best Picture nominees. It's, yes, my co-host Creighton Branch on my podcast has yelled at
there.
Me for not seeing enough movies.
Preface.
Have you never heard preface before?
But I will preface. I have, just my brain sometimes doesn't work.
Hey, you know what? Just call your own foul. I'm with you, EA.
I will preface. Wait, is it preface?
Precipice.
Or preface. That was a very Rosen moment.
Well, Connor also pulling the knife out. Like, all right, we're going to mark that.
So awesome. So those are your six candidates. Is it 6'9", Dylan Reed? Is it racist Corby? Is it Mia Hamm Connor? Is it cut with fentanyl Dave? Is it Ollie EA? Or is it preface EA? Pre-EA face. Let's go to the itty-bitty NIT committee. Lando, first up.
Let's go cut with fentanyl.
Okay.
Dave.
Way to get every letter in there. Let's go EA.
Let's go racist Corby.
God, okay, as he just sits down.
That's unbelievable, EA, that you voted for me. And let me just say this, if I may.
Go ahead. Oh, yeah. Floor is yours.
I didn't think that Sod was producing. I knew EA was.
Uh-huh.
You were just being racist.
But I called EA Sod.
You sure did.
But I think I've called Mino Sod before.
No.
I called Dan Bennett Sod one time. It's a common mistake.
You call me Sod.
All the time.
Sod Bass all the time.
Yeah, Sod Bass.
S names.
Yeah.
It happens.
Look, so it's not really racist.
Well, you got
to
vote.
It's not like I called Donovan Fred Sanford or something like that. I mean, come on. I've been doing this a long time, man.
You're just making it worse.
So we got a vote for Corby and a vote for Davey. Where do we go
Connor?
Next?
But I will preface.
All right, a preface. Sean?
I don't know if I can cut Davey a break here.
Man.
But I got to vote for Dave Lane.
All right, we got two. I can tie it up, or I can just end it. I think that was the best e-break of the week. Let's go with Dave. He is our winner.
Dave,
can
Dave,
I
Dave,
hear
Dave.
It? Because yeah, I was well, walking up.
How many wins is that, EA?
That will be number 11 for Dave. Ooh. He's still about three away from him.
All right.
About Dave, three. It's a round big. Number.
EA's not good with
math. I'm not the mathematician.
Ham's at 15, so it's four back.
Okay.
Let's hear Dave one more time.
Did we have lube before cheese or cheese before lube?
Just stop saying lube.
Jeez.
Anyway, I think this is an incredibly unique case in which probably it will never happen again. Probably because most people that are doing that many drugs, they die. Like, that's just the bottom line. Your body can't sustain it. And it's like...
Yeah, he's lucky that heroin wasn't as strong or that coke wasn't cut with fentanyl.
Oh,
cut
my.
With fentanyl.
He said the whole word.
He really did. How's everything back at the station?
We got it.
Oh, my God. You said the worst word you could possibly say.
Unintentionally.
It doesn't matter.
Cut with fentanyl.
These poor people out here trying to enjoy their Friday, and now...
He's dropping C-bombs.
We're sorry. It's like we were in London for a few minutes there.
No, but to your point...
Very underrated Bob line, too.
Very underrated Bob line.
Congratulations, yes. Davey. Number 11.
I think this is mine, maybe. Or there yeah, you go. You're on now?
No, yeah.
That's me? I think we're on. There
we have musical cough boxes. Go yes, Dave. Thank you. I appreciate you. That.
Good it win, is. Dave. Good work.
Very good.
I love that word. It's my favorite word.
We all do.
It's very Freudian.